Hello everybody, this is Dr. Cherry and welcome to another edition of the Cosmic Codes on the BBS Network. And as always, I am amazed of how fast the day, really, the days and the week goes by. It's just absolutely incredible how life goes.
It is indeed. This man is not the type to be seen sitting on his porch just staring at the lake.
By the way, this is Darania, and we are just starting the show, and let's go first and talk about the news. I always like to talk about the news. We are right in the middle of a Uranic window. Again, Uranic window is producing an energy of surprise and indeed shocking news. Anything that is totally out of the ordinary, and again, this Uranic window produced the four earthquakes that we had in Mexico with a magnitude from 5.8 all the way to 6.9 respectively. Thus, this type of energy controlled by the planet Uranus, this is why I call the window a Uranic window, is loaded with the sudden release of energy. And this planet indeed brings all sorts of shocking news. Shocking news, well... I mean, having so many earthquakes in one place is totally, totally incredible and indeed out of the ordinary. And during a Uranic window, the only thing you can expect is anything of the ordinary. And the next very shocking news that transpired was the LA Fitness gym shooter, his name is George Sordini, that killed... Oh my gosh, a few women, because his UCI went out of order. That's just the best way for me to present this news to you. And again, remember, things do not happen by accident. And there is always a reaction behind an action, whether it be spiritual or cosmic.
Such an eccentricity, I might add. Looking at this gentleman's picture, Mr. Sordini, and the moon being in Aquarius, is so complex to me. He doesn't look like the type of man to do anything like that. He looks so friendly and not a bad looking man to not be able to get any woman out there. I mean, you would think why he couldn't just go pick up a book and read how to approach women. So explain to us a little more, Louis.
Well, basically, you know what? You cannot trust anything, anybody nowadays to start with. But George Sordini was born September 30th, 1960, and with the software that dealt with astro psychology, I'm fully aware myself of his UCI. And again, UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. So, as promised on the advertisement that I did a few times today on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, and different places, I said I was going to investigate his inner psyche outside of conventional psychology or psychiatry, which to my knowledge, these people are very educated, but without any cosmic consciousness, they will never know. They will never know in a million years why George Sordini actually killed these women. And now I'm here in the Cosmic Code to give you the answers that our unfidial science is still looking for. I'm giving you the answers of the complex nature of the human psyche. I'm exploring and help you to understand the cosmic code in how God made each one of his children responding to the higher order. But before going further into investigating George Sordini UCI, or his chart, or his stars, let me talk a little bit about how science and traditionally educated psychiatrists and psychiatrists who hire police officers who give you a job, all these people that are all from accredited college universities are so blind. That's what it comes down to it. They are blind. They relate to what they perceive through a multitude of physical information that has been collected over many, many years of observation. And again, don't get me wrong, we cannot throw the baby with the water. There is definitely a lot of values found in traditional psychology and psychiatry, don't get me wrong. But the very essence of what it means to be human is not within those disciplines. And how do I know? Maybe because I teach those guys, okay? And one of them told me, Dr. Chiri, I have learned much more in your crash course by mail than 7 years in college. I guess he had enough of poisoning people with Prozac and Ritalin that induced some serious secondhand effect that turns people into a freaking zombie like this case of Joe Sodini, which is, of course, nobody knows unless you are an astrophile, unless you are an astropsychologist. There is no way you're going to be able to understand the amount of chemicals, antidepressant or drugs or alcohol that this person was ingesting for many years that produce the negative energy induced by his UCI. Now, for your information, I don't know how many of you read my newsletters, but yesterday I gave you a little bit of an explanation by mentioning that our scientists, in order to find out why Einstein became or was a genius, they take his brain out of the fridge every blue moon, and they put it in the table. And with an army of microscopes and scalpels with a bunch of nerds, they are looking down at the brain of Einstein and desiccated, trying to find out why he was a genius. Well, got news for you people. There is no difference between your brain, the one of Einstein, or the one of Joe Sodini, for that matter, or the one of Michael Jackson, or the one of President Obama, or your child, or your mother, or your sister, or your father. No. Same weight, same density, same function, same wiring. What is the brain? The brain is nothing else than a very, very sophisticated computer made of bone, flesh, nerves, and blood going through it. Now, they take Einstein's brain, they look down, again, trying to find out the keys, what it means to be human, or why he was a genius, not knowing. That is, the answer is not there. Your brain will be different or malformed if it's sickened. If you do have some problems, physical problem, then it will transpire within the MRI. It will show that your brain is swollen, especially if you hit it with a big, huge hammer, or if you hit a tree 100 miles per hour. Use common sense. What I'm trying to tell you here, people, is very simple and it's very clear. Your brain is nothing else than a computer, that is reacting to an outside stimuli produced by the stars. Your brain is a piece of meat reacting to, now listen to the words, because that's where the trick is. Your brain is reacting to an outside stimuli produced by your bigger brain. And the bigger brain is called the universal mind. Your brain responds to fluxes of electricity, for lack of words, impulse, so complex, so refined, and perceptive, literally, to the human eye and the human ear, or even to our technological equipment. We can't measure them, don't get me wrong. We can measure them. We know that the way the brain has waves. But they do not know what those waves are made of, because if you ask a scientist what is electricity, they ain't going to give you any answers because they don't know. And that's the difference between their philosophy, their speculation, their ignorance, and the fact, which is very obvious. Now, you are related to your mother and to your father genetically only. And all humans are 99.9 genetically connected, and so are freaking monkeys, for that matter, or orangutan, chimpanzees, whatever you want. But that is on a physical level. We have a connection genetically on a physical level. But you can be sure that your mother, your father, your brother, your grandmother, your child, your best friend will never ever think, create, behave, or feel like you. As a matter of fact, you know, you have animosity between a mother and a sister, a mother and a child. That tells you right away that we are unique, we are extraordinarily different at the core. And this is what scientists do not understand, that those little energies coming from the universal mind goes into our computer and make us behave and react. It is coming from the UCI. The UCI is a chip. It's a chip. It's a program. A program you have inherited because of karma. In other words, if you happen to spend, like Mozart and Beethoven, many, many lifetimes learning piano, writing music, chances are you are going to reincarnate on this dense physical world with gifts, musical gift. And at the age of 5 years old, you will become a musical genius. This program is set at birth by your UCI. This little chip is the result of whomever you have ever been on a spiritual level, as much as the human DNA is connected to millions of people, the genealogic trees related to billions of people that came from all over this world, and they have traced it all the way down to Africa. You see the multiplicity, the complexity, the variety that makes up our connection DNA-wise? Well, guess what? When it comes to the spirit, it's a trillion, billion times more complicated. And how can you get those moronic scientists who can only think logically, who cannot enter the archetypal realm of consciousness or dwell with the spirits, like anyone listening to the show right now, okay? How do you expect these people to give you the keys what it means to be human when they don't even know themselves, or when they cannot even make the difference between the human mind and the universal mind? And that is where the big problem is. Later on, I'm going to investigate Joel Sodini, the LA Fitness gym shooter, UCI, and explain to you why, how, and indeed all that, if that makes sense to you.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Because Uranus rules like all of these groups and benefactors and friends and so forth in the 11th house, do you think that any time the moon is in that Aquarius phase that anything like this is going to happen, period?
Well, there is a little bit more to it. But the energy, first of all, you talk about the moon in the 11th house, and the listeners out there don't have the understanding of the dynamics of astral psychology. So it's important to refer to very simple terms so they can connect with the information. First of all, they have to understand that the moon is a little bit more than a dead rock hanging there for the sake of beauty. If anyone takes the time to educate themselves, they will know that the location of the moon in one sign at birth depicts their emotional response to life or their domestic power. Okay? For example, I took this example so many times. A very religious Christianized mother is very upset to her little girl. She says, "I can't believe when I was 12 years old like you, okay, I was looking at grandma making cookies, baking bread, boiling potatoes, making foods. And you are 12 years old, 13 years old now, okay? And your sister is 16 years old, and both of you, okay, cannot even make your bed. I had to drag you in the kitchen to show you things I was naturally attracted to do with my mother. So the mother does not know that both her little girls have, one has the moon in Aries, which is very masculine, okay, aggressive, self-centered, the negative aspect of Mars, okay, and the other one has the moon in Leo, which is also a masculine fire sign, and both of these signs are not domestic. The little girl in the sign of Aries, born with the moon in the sign of Aries, says to her mother, "Mom, guess what? When I grow up, I want to become a police officer. But first I want to join the army and the navy, and then later on maybe I'll be able to fly a helicopter." And the mother is scratching a very big empty head, thinking, "What the, what's going on here with my daughter? Those, they're supposed to be girls. What do they want to be, facing death and flying a helicopter or work in the Navy? The army will become a cop. What's going on? That's a male job." And the other little girl says, "Mom, when I grow up, you know what? I want to be an artist. You know what? I want to be on the stage. I want to be like Michael Jackson." Not knowing, of course, that her entire bedroom is loaded with very famous celebrities singing and dancing, and Madonna, Michael Jackson, and God knows what. The mother does not know that the emotional response of one of the girls is ruled by Mars, the lord of war and aggressivity and danger, and the other one is ruled by the sun, which is fame and the stage and the light. So when you have a mother at the nucleus or in the base of operation or at home that does not know and understand both her little girls, you're wondering why there is a war at home, and there is a much bigger war, out of order war of ignorance in the big world itself. It's all common sense. Now, then she was wondering why her little boy is trying to put on dresses. And he's very fussy, and he spent more time in his bathroom than both of his sisters combined together. The mother does not know that this kid was born with a moon in Virgo, which is very feminine and very fussy and very picky and very detail-oriented. And that 14-year-old teen is more interested in clothes and his face and health than anything else. Now, 99.9% of the people that are raising families out there, I will not, I promise myself, use the term of moron, idiot, imbeciles, because the truth is not something like people like to hear. I'm going to use the terms of innocence. I won't even use ignorance. I'm going to use the word innocence. When the parents are themselves innocents, and they happen to be the first teachers of these children, how can you expect the kids themselves to lead a productive, beautiful life when the essence of God himself, who has made them at the image of the universe, okay, is not even understood or respected? And that's where the problem is. The universal laws have been cast aside, have been laughed at, ridiculized, literally, okay? And those laws are needed in our society in order for us to understand each other's and be above the fear, the ego, the insecurity, and understand why a male would behave like a female and a female would behave like a guy, or the essence of what creates a gay or a lesbian, for example. Because you're not born gay, you don't become gay or lesbian, you're already born into that energy.
Right, so it's not necessarily genetics or DNA, it's just spirituality. So what I wanted to ask you, based upon the Pennsylvania shooter, also was the fact that he had said, out of 30 million women, desirable women, not one of them for me. So death lives. Dr. Cherry, let me ask you, what is your one wish for this entire world?
Well, my entire world is connected to my mission, honey. And then my mission is to free the human spirit from fear and ignorance and reinstate the true face of God, which is an interstellar face, and his message through the signs. Even the message of Jesus, the Savior, was messed up, cast aside, and turned into 10 silly commandments. avoiding the responsibilities of the human race later on. The manipulator, the politically oriented manipulators, were dealing with a bunch of peasants. And then the real word for these people who could not write or read, the word moron would fit them very well indeed. We are talking about the Dark Age area. So I understand that it is only a bunch of privileged select priests or monks had access to book and education. And then they realized that the information that I'm trying to pass on to you 2,000 years later are still extraordinarily complex and very difficult. So in their mind, they said, these people, the peasants, they cannot write, they cannot read, so we have to give them something they can relate to and understand. And that's where the fork took place. This is where the information, the controlled, imposed, manipulated information fitted to suit, to fit a moronic mass during those days was applied. And that's where you had the start of the dogmatic religious bull that is spread all over the world like a cancer, casting aside the true connection with humankind and the universe and God himself. Now, when you've been forced for 2,000 years to accept the same junk, because human, we are machine of habits, it's very, very hard to change your habit. Try it yourself. Take your friend out and buy him a drink every single night. Okay? And then the next thing you know, Friday night comes along and your friend will now have expectation to go out with you and pay for his freaking drinks. That's the way we're made. We are made of habit. Try to smoke a cigarette, two cigarettes, three cigarettes. Have a glass of wine, have a glass of beer, puff on pot, whatever. Then you will realize that soon enough you become addicted. Addicted. Now all these people there, oh my gosh, I'm not addicted, Dr. Chui, I dare you to say I'm an addicted personality. Well, guess what, you may not be addicted and poison your body with alcohol or cigarette smoking or doctor prescriptions or vitamin or a health supplement. You may not poison yourself that way, but you may poison yourself even worse spiritually by accepting and reading only the dogmatic teaching your first teachers have induced upon your psyche, very vulnerable psyche, I may add, when you were a child. You don't challenge mom and dad when they start to talk about Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or God knows what you've been poisoned with as a child. It's just the way it is. So when comes a lunatic like Dr. Cherry, and knocking at your door and trying to make you think, hell yeah, you're going to love me, but if I really, really make you think, then you're going to hate me. Because, hey, wait a minute here. You're saying things that I've been taught, and then you're saying things that my mom, my grandfather, my father have taught me. I dare you. So you, it's very hard to go against 2,000 years of wrong information. And it's through repetition, by reading my newsletters, by listening to my show, that will really make you think and make you understand that the reason why this world is so chaotic, insecure, troublesome, and is going down to the drain real fast. I mean, when you have a 9-year-old that rape a 4-year-old, and when you have kids killing kids, this is insane. When you have a world which is run by insanity in the name of ignorance, because the laws of the divine and the laws of God himself were cast aside and replaced by dogmatic religious material, then you understand where you're at. But are you willing to take the jump? Are you willing to raise your vibration? Are you willing to raise into your own cosmic consciousness? If you don't have the tools, I am one of a kind, trust me. I don't know how many priests and ministers and religious are there to challenge anyone, and to try to make them aware that all they know about God and Jesus or Allah or Buddha or whatever, all they know in every country in this world is wrong. Completely, entirely wrong. manipulation of the information is what build religion, and the codification of thought is enemy number one that sink the spirits into critical, without critical thinking, there is just spiritual numbness, and that's where we all are. And this is why being halfway asleep, you are under the power of Neptune, the planet who regulates the sign of Pisces, which happens to be, of course, the sign chosen subconsciously by Christianity, to represent the incredible, incredible, humongous work that the soul has to do to swim upstream against 2,000 years of wrong information. Oh my gosh, it's much easier to follow the current of Allah, Buddha, Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness Jehovah, Fatima, follow all this junk. It's easy. It's easy to follow what your government wants you to do, what your church leader wants you to believe, what your school is. You see, it's easy to follow the norm, to follow the road. There is nothing in this soup of madness that is impossible. It's entirely impossible to go against this current. But there is one guy doing it, and this guy is Dr. Cherry. I'm facing trees, mud, dirt, rocks, ridicule. I'm facing that current in every single day. And by the way, I'm a fish. I'm a Pisces, like Einstein. I have decided to swim upstream against the dogma. And out of this cloud, out of this mud and this dirt of 2,000 years of mess, here I am trying to wake you up to swim back to the clean, pure, true water of the divine. Because you like it or not, you know it or not, you are a child of the universe. And you have in you the essence of all the stars. And this is why, in the Bible it is said, and God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs, so that you may live a more productive, safe life. So, that's what the message and the mission of Dr. Cherry is, to swim like a salmon, and God knows how hard it is to swim against this current, because the closer you get to any truth, now you're going to face bears, you're going to face Niagara Falls. Guess what? It's incredible the amount of effort and the drive and the will I have to put up every single day to go against this current and to bring you back to the truth, to the light, to God, to the Creator, and to the universe itself. And that is a challenge on its own, trust me.
So what would your 10 commandments be, Louis?
Well, first of all, there would be no 10 commandments. I don't like to be commended. I would simply reinstate the clock. You know, Christian says, oh, I cannot deal with astrology, it's against God and this and that. But tell me, does any Christians wear a watch? Hell yeah. Every Christians wear a beautiful watch. You can see those ministers and television, they're big, huge gold watches. Well, guess what? What do you think those 12 hours represent? They represent the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel, the 12 notes of music. What you're looking, when you're looking at your watch, is nothing else than an astrological chart, because there is a structure, there is a design, there is no chaos above your head. Oh no, the sun's gonna rise faithfully tomorrow morning and you're going to feel its warmth. I guarantee you that. Oh, cook, if you live in Arizona like Tirania and I do. But what I'm trying to tell you is the timing, the cosmic clock, the mechanic of the universe, the celestial mechanics are very real. Einstein mastered the celestial mechanics on a physical level, giving you the opportunity to enjoy NASA discovery and the tremendous technological advance we are benefiting today. But look at the other watch, at the watch of the human spirit. We are still 2,000 years ago. There is such a gap. There is such a gap. Of course, the New Age of Aquarius wants to change. The New Age of Aquarius, through electronics, through the World Wide Web, through the Internet, allows the world to read Dr. Cherry's newsletters or to listen to Dr. Cherry's wise words and the truth. Oh my gosh, this age of Aquarius will bring the balance between the physical and the spiritual energies. No scientist, regardless of how much accredited training from the highest university and college this person comes from, not a single scientist possesses cosmic consciousness. What a disaster that is. And this is why those people who rule NASA without no cosmic consciousness use the physical clock. And they send the shuttle out there when they're not supposed to. Regardless of my cries, please don't. You're going to kill more astronauts. And each time, they died. The same applies with the police force, the elite of the police force. Okay, the people that are in charge of the law enforcement agencies, these people have psychologists and psychiatrists that do the hiring. And there are people over there that they're not supposed to get even close to be a police officers because their chart is so platonic. They're driven from power and passion. And these are the cops that turn out to be crook cop that costs millions of dollars of legal battle, or the poor unlucky cop who gets killed 3 days after unrolling by a criminal. This insanity is running this world. But if the balance between the physical manifestation and the spiritual manifestation were established, it would be so easy to finally understand why this person is gay, why this person is the way he is, or why this person is into health, and why this person is a drunk. It's all there within the cosmic code jurisdictions, and the essence of such a valuable knowledge is not used. And the result of not using God's higher order through his own creation, the universe and the stars, brings down to earth the heaviest penalty ever that can, in time, and probably will, if we don't change things around soon, bring an end to humankind. This is serious. It's time for you to help me. It is time for you to endorse me. It's time for you to tell your friend, look, I listened to Dr. Cherry. Okay, and go back to the BBS on the archive, copy the link and send it to your friend. Let my words be alive and grow. Luckily for me, the universe, God, and the Age of Aquarius is taking care of me, because very soon now I'm going to be broadcasting exclusively on radio and television simultaneously for my office. So you see, as much as I am against the God to all these religious lunatic out there, why is God opening more doors to me? Because the energy of cosmic consciousness, the energy that will rise your spirit to the highest level of intelligence and make you understand what it means to be human, is helping me. And that energy is God himself. And that is what you have to deal with. Alright, now, let's go and talk about George Sodini. First of all, Mr. Sodini was born in September. September, soul's purpose. Virgo. This is the sign of purification. This is the sign, again, used by Christianity to represent the Virgin Mary. Chastity, purity, no sex, anything to do with Virgo is extraordinarily critical. This is the essence of the white supremacist. Okay? Virgo is purity of the race, purity of the soul, purity of the body. If you have too much Virgo or the tail of the dragon or the head in this sign, you're going to become the most fussy, picky, and critical thing walking this earth. And indeed, this Virgo is the essence, I repeat myself, of white supremacism. Then this is why George Sodini was a white supremacist. Okay? So understand his soul's purpose to aim for purity. So, here, what you have here is a man born with a dragon's head and tail in a very feminine sign. Now, let's look at his tail. His tail is in Pisces, in his seventh house. If you're a student of mine, you would know that the seventh house is the house of marriage and the house of facing the world. When you have the tail of the dragon in the seventh house, you become naturally an anti-magnet. You become a repellent, regardless how beautiful physically you may be. Genetically, the tail of the dragon in the seventh house will make you repellent. There are such a people. They have bad breath, or they smell, and then it's a physical thing, so you have the right to see them and classify them as repellent. But when you have the tail of the dragon, it's not a physical matter anymore. It's a natural cleaning energy that was produced from his dragon's head. In other words, Mr. Sardini was too good for the world. He was pure. He was a man who wanted to have a beautiful woman and have a beautiful children. But he noticed that some of these women would dirt themselves with some black people or some Latino, which is the essence again of racism. Okay? So this person already was neutralizing the seat of attraction between human being, and he did this from the seventh house, which is the house of marriage and partnerships. Now, if you read my book, The Power of the Dragon, you are going to notice that the biggest criminals of all time, including Dahmer, were born with the head and the tail of the dragon in the sign of Pisces, Virgo. But unless you read the 525-page and educate yourself on the cosmic jurisdictions and the dragon, you're going to be another robot of the dragon. Where is your dragon, by the way? Do you know where your dragon is? That's too much to ask. Maybe you don't want to know. Well, guess what? You better know. You better know. Because with my direction, you know, if George would have come to me and said, Dr. Thierry, what can I do? What can I do? I love women so much, but they are impure. They are impure. They are dirty. They date Latino. They date black people. They date Chinese. I can't believe they're white. They should be with me because I'm a white man and I'm clean and I'm a hard worker and this and that. So I would have told him to right away to stop. Stop right now. My friend, you are not perfect, neither am I. We are far, you and I, from being perfect. So the more you're fussy, picky, and critical, the more you're going to create an energy of reaction and rejection that everybody around you will psychically, subconsciously feel. And you're going to get what you put out there. That would have been the first thing I would have told him. But that brings me to tell you why he killed, to the point of killing. Well, first of all, he swam downstream so bad on his dragon's tail. The dragon's tail in Pisces denunciates somebody who has spent thousands of past life in the convent. Virgo, again, is the Virgin Mary energy. That soul, that female stuck in a woman's body, was a nun from hell, literally. All that she did is to eat green, exercise, trying to be beautiful, okay? And all that she did is to want to be pure and to protect purity at all costs. And the lost soul got into this mechanics of criticism produced by the dragon's head in Virgo, perfectionism, and took the soul all the way down to despair. In the world of Pisces, there is no return when you swim downstream and you get stuck into the quicksand of Neptune, the Lord of Deception. But you can be sure, and that will come up sometimes later, that Mr. Sardini, like Michael Jackson, and like all criminals, were using drugs. All were under some serious, serious antidepressant that screw up their head and accelerates the result of his third house. The third house is the house of thinking, communication, the mental process, the critical thinking. And born in September, October, November, George Sardini thought, think, and talk sarcastically. People who knows him knew he was extraordinarily sarcastic, like a Scorpio. And Scorpio is the sign of death. one of my best friends committed suicide. He was born in September. He was the most health lunatic fanatic you could ever dream of. He also had the same dragon's tail in Pisces, but he didn't turn the gun on other people. He waited for Christmas. Christmas Day, December 25th, 6 years ago. He put a bullet on his head and he told me, I'm going to punish all the people that have used and abused me, and I'm going to do it in a way that they will remember forever. So I will hurt him forever. He killed himself. And Joe Sodini had the same housing system that my best friend commits suicide. The only difference is that Joe Sodini took with him other people, because in his third house he had two planets. Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, is in Scorpio. Venus in Scorpio, my gosh, the worst position for the planets of love to be. Scorpio is jealous, possessive, sarcastic, destructive. The energy of death in his mind is receiving the planets of love. Venus rules women in general. And to make the situation worse, Neptune, the planet of drugs, gas, alcohol, religion, deception, the commandant of his tail, is in his mind, making him 100 times much more vulnerable psychically, spiritually, to the deadly power of Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio, the sign of death. How more clear can I be? But there is also something interesting. He was born with Saturn, a dignified in Capricorn, in his fifth house of love and romance. Saturn is at 12 degrees 0 seconds, right into the sign of Capricorn. Why dignified? Because Saturn rules Capricorn. What does Capricorn want? Capricorn is the goat. Capricorn is the mantle snob. Capricorn is the sign that will do absolutely anything and study night and day to climb to the top of the mountain and being recognized with a beautiful career. Capricorn wants a name forever. Capricorn wants immortality. Capricorn is the most self-centered, most oriented, famous sign that regulates the ego itself. If you are ending up after many, many years washing the floor at McDonald's, you ain't going to be happy. But with the power of Saturn, you can save your pennies and you can work 10 years at the same job and at the same time take a study that will turn you to become right on top of any of your chosen profession. This is what Saturn does. Now, with Saturn in Capricorn, tripling the power in the fifth house of love, okay, his ego was totally blown away. That's such a beautiful, such a wonderful man. Such a man which is more than a man. He's actually a woman, a pure woman. Well, let me punish women for not loving me. And at the same time, let's get immortalized and have the whole world websites to read all about me and how I felt about women screwing black people, Asiatic people, Mexicans, French, or whatever. And that's what astropsychology is all about. Is Mars is in Cancer. Mars depicts how a man, what a man wants to do to protect and to love her. Where Cancer is the mother. So what he wanted to be is the mother of a girl or a father. He wanted to be a shoulder of love. He wanted to feed her, to protect her. But here, what you have in reality is a poor, lost little girl who lost it at the end. A girl that was jealous of other girls who had love and beauty, and he had nothing. Joe Sodini, like many people out there, didn't have the luxury to know Dr. Cherry. And before losing his nut, calling me so I could take him out of the problem, take him out of his depression, take him out of the energy of suicide, and worse, the incredible terrible crime he committed against those beautiful ladies who have nothing to do but just to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe those girls, had they read my book, Moon Power, they would have known on that day to be ready for earthquakes or shocking news and not to trust anything in anyone in any places. And be more cautious. Would have that changed something? I doubt very much. The only thing that would have had changed anything is me if Mr. George Sodimi had met me. But he didn't. And the evil that has been fed for years consumed him alive. Remember what I always say to my students. Evil can only survive if you feed him with your fears, with your guilt, with negativity. And what Joe Sodimi did, it's just that. But the most important thing is that the tail of the dragon for Mr. Joe Sodimi becomes Leo. Last 2 years, George Sodimi suffered the tail of the dragon in his subconscious, forcing him to undergo some serious, serious psychological changes. But he had nobody to give him some grounding, nobody to explain to him who he was, where he came from, and where he's supposed to go. Mr. Sodimi is a victim of ignorance. Mr. George Sodimi is a victim of the educational system for not reintegrating astropsychology in our college university to be accepted as a discipline that could save not only Mr. George Sodimi, but all the innocent ladies that are now dead. Thank you, the government. Thank you, Mr. Scientist. Thank you, the educational field. Thank you for your ignorance, because there will be more Sodini in the future doing and committing atrocious acts. And there will be more innocent lady and children being raped and killed in the name of ignorance. And this is why I'm asking you. If you're listening to this show, and if I can reach you, for God's sake, understand the urgency and the importance of bringing back God as he really is, and let humankind once and for all understand the divine, understand the cosmic codes, heed to your predictions and the sign, so that this world can finally become what it's supposed to be and what God intended us to be, full of love, respect, light, happiness, and a very safe place to be. Well, I would take this opportunity to thank everybody for listening to the Cosmic Code Show. I know I was intense tonight, but my message is real. This is why it's so very important for you to go to my newsletters from drcherie.com. Read my newsletter, educate yourself, they're free. And then give me your endorsement. I cannot change the world alone. Participate. If you feel I have something, if you feel I am real, and I am real, that little voice in your solar plexus would never lie to you, then endorse me. Help me to help you and the children of this world. Alright, this was an intense show, and I'd like to finish the show with the usual poetry that my sweet Tarania wrote for all of you.
Well, everyone, love and relationships are definitely what makes your life special. And the ones built on love and understanding are the ones that are worth preserving. Regardless of the miles that may separate you for a while, the circumstances that force you to live apart for some time will always be conquered. Anyways, I just wrote a poem that I thought would be nice to share with you all to give you some bit of sunshine in your lives, regardless of all this evil around us. And there's so many, I almost couldn't choose one. But This is very short. It's not really, you know, that long at all. But I'll go ahead and say it. And it goes like this. Rays of the sun appear dancing on my walls when I wake. As I lay, tree branch shadows creep through the blind creases and sweep across the shades of yellow. A tickle on my nose, holding me back from drifting back into a doze. Only you, fluttering by, giving off your scent of a charmed fellow. Scattered around me are petals of a rose, as thoughts of yours entwine with mine. And once more, you ensnare my senses, as you color my mind with visions of your past, present, and future tenses. Oh, that was the end of it. So take that with you to your dreams and your sheets, and may you all have pleasant dreams tonight. And wake up tomorrow with a bright new attitude, and maybe Dr. Terry in mind. I'll talk to you all next week, and if you have any questions, don't be hesitant to give us a call here at 602-265-7667. Take care, everybody, and God bless until next time.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Cosmic Code Radio Show on the BBS Network. Good night, everybody.